And welcome to the show. I'm playing Sot Jeremy from Kentucky on a Wednesday, New Year's Eve, here on this rainy night. We got a lot of cold rain coming in, sitting by the wood stove, cracked open the Bower Hill Reserve rye, and a little Captain Black pipe tobacco sitting in front of the wood stove. It is a roaring on this cold, rainy night here at republicbroadcasting.org. Go to the website and find that donate button and smash it. You can send in your donation through credit card, or you can mail it in to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And we have Chatango in plain sight.chatango.com if you want to get in the chat room set up by Murr Bailey. Thank you, Murr. And this will be the last live show of the year. They're going to be running reruns the next 2 days. Everyone will be off. I'll be working tomorrow, but I'm off Friday. Going to take a much needed day off. I'm still listening to Christmas music. There's 12 days of Christmas, people. Deal with it. And had a little Vince Guaraldi going on there. The Charlie Brown soundtrack. I don't really go for jazz, but when I do, it's Vince Guaraldi at Christmas. Very relaxing. Taking calls tonight, 512-248-8252. Or if you don't have those unlimited minutes, it's 1-800-313-9443. And we got this article popped up here as I was doing my prep tonight, CNN Politics. And the headline reads, Trump to return to Washington early ahead of Republican plan to disrupt certification of Biden's win. We got to love how the mainstream media does their headlines. And it says that Donald Trump is expected to return to Washington earlier than anticipated ahead of a planned disruption by Republicans when Congress meets next week to certify supposed president-elect Joe Biden's win. Supposed is my word. Trump is now slated to leave Palm Beach before his annual New Year's Eve party, even though guests had already gathered at his South Florida club and were told Trump would be in attendance. The president typically relishes appearing on the red carpet in front of the press and his friends, but he is skipping the event altogether this year in what will be an unusual move. Over the course of his stay in Florida, Trump has been single-mindedly focused on the election results and the upcoming certification process in Congress set for January 6th. So, as he should be, by the way. After losing dozens of court cases and having his appeal rejected by the Supreme Court, Trump has viewed the January 6th event as his best opportunity to overturn the election that he lost. So, yeah, many things in the article there. None of the dozens of court cases were lost. They weren't even heard. They were simply thrown out. So this has not even been heard in court yet. Neither will the Supreme Court take it up. And it says that he looks to overturn the election that he lost. Well, he actually won that election, and it was hoaxed. So there you have it. I just thought it was an interesting article. And it goes on talking about how Trump was irritated and in a bad mood with Melania. How could you be in a bad mood with Melania, honestly? Gorgeous woman that speaks all those languages. I don't think I could be in a bad mood with her, but I don't live with her, so, you know, there is that. At one point in the article, it says, Trump also said he was concerned that Iran could retaliate in the coming days for the U.S. drone strike that killed Iran's top general Soleimani 1 year ago. A person speculated that could be a contributing factor to his early departure. Of course, they had to add that in, that we could be in conflict with Iran. They never want to miss an opportunity to shill for war. And definitely war with Iran is on the table. Trump's not taken the bait so far. To his credit, even though he did the Soleimani thing, which I it was a murder, totally. Anyway, before leaving for Palm Beach, he learned of Vice President Mike Pence's role in the certification proceedings on Capitol Hill. You know, I don't think Trump just learned of that. It's not something that just hit him all of a sudden. I'm sure that this has all been well known and anticipated. I doubt that it he just had an epiphany before his New Year's Eve party and said, I need to get up there because Mike's gonna take part in the certification. Anyway, he was flying to Florida for his vacation, and Trump retweeted a call from one of his supporters for Pence to refuse to ratify the Electoral College count on January 6th. So the question is, will Pence or won't Pence? We know that Pence is all of a sudden scheduled a flight to Israel, as he should, being the Christian Zionist that he is. Should things hit the fan, he's going to get out of Dodge. That's how I'm reading that. Article goes on. While in Florida, Trump has repeatedly raised the January 6th date with members of Congress and other associates, according to people familiar with the conversations. He lobbied senators on whether they would go along with House conservatives in rejecting and objecting to the results. Senator Josh Hawley, a Missouri Republican, became the first senator to say Wednesday that he would object, which will delay but not change the results for the Electoral College count. Actually, it would change if this thing is thrown into the House and there's a straight-up vote. So again, CNN putting this out for their people, and the left is in, you know, getting their people ready for an anticipated contest next week on January 6th, at which many Trump supporters and supporters of the American Republic will be rallying in D.C. to oppose this election hoax and to take one last stand for our republic. Kudos to everybody that is going, and I hope that it turns out well. If I can go, I will, but more to come on that. It says in the article that in Florida, Trump has been surrounded by people who mostly back his futile election efforts, including his personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, and his son, Donald Trump Jr., and Trump Jr.'s girlfriend, Kimberly Guilfoyle. Even as he publicly fights the results, one question he's repeatedly polled people about is whether he should attend Biden's inauguration. No, I would blow that thing off. I wouldn't have anything to do with that at all. Trump has told people recently that Pence isn't doing enough to fight for him as his presidency ends, and he has recently taken an interest in Pence's transitional role during the certification. As president of the Senate, Pence presides over the proceedings. Sources say that Trump, before his vacation, brought the matter up to the vice president and has been confused, quote unquote, as to why Pence can't overturn the results of the election on January 6th. When actually Pence can reject the Democrat electors from the contested states. It's totally constitutional. Pence and White House aides have tried to explain to him that his role is more of a formality and that he cannot unilaterally reject the Electoral College votes. And we covered this a little bit last night. With Congressman Louie from Texas suing Pence to sort of force his hand on this thing. Really up in the air, isn't it, as far as what Pence is going to do. But either way, I think this will end up in the House, and that is a good thing, I think. God help us, we're depending upon House Republicans to uphold the Republic of the United States of America. God help us indeed. In other news, I'm sure that you've heard the headlines said that a congressman-elect has died from the coronavirus. That's the Fox News headline. And this, of course, is to try to strike fear into the public, because this congressman-elect was 41 years old. And the headline want you to believe that young people, yes, boys and girls, young people can die from this deadly COVID virus. And it's not just for elderly and those with pre-existing conditions. But upon careful read of the article in Fox News, it's talking about Luke Letlow, a 41-year-old congressman-elect. He actually had a heart condition. And it says here in right here in the article, let me pull up the exact verbiage, quote, Dr. G.E. Gahali of LSU Health in Shreveport said that Letlow was in critical condition but showed signs of improvement. He apparently suffered a cardiac event this evening that was refractory to all resuscitation efforts. The dude had a heart attack, and they tagged him with COVID-19 because he was being treated for this mild flu virus. That's the bottom line. So before we go on to some more headlines, we've got a couple of calls racked up here. And as advertised, it's Open Line Wednesday, taking your calls. First, we have, drum roll, Andy in Texas. Andy, welcome to the show.
Hey, well, thanks for the drum roll. I understand that gentleman that died, that congressman or whatnot, they actually put him on a ventilator, and that is what perhaps caused his heart attack, because, I mean, you put a ventilator in there, it's a tube down to your lungs, and it disrupts everything, causes a lot of pain, and if you have any other morbidities, you're in trouble. Anyway, what I called about is this entire election that we've got going on here. I mean, do you see any possible way, shape or form that we can ever fix this? And I don't think you can. And that was a proverbial question, I guess. There's absolutely no way to fix this. And no way. Go ahead.
No, just a quick answer to your question. First on the ventilator, that's definitely true. A friend of mine who is 70 and recovered from lung cancer, he was diagnosed with COVID, and they tried to put him on a ventilator, and he refused. He made a full recovery, and now he's in Florida soaking up the sun. Recovered from lung cancer, that yes. And we all told him, do not do the ventilator. They will kill you. So there's for that. Now, as far as your question is, do we have any hope? All it takes, if you've been following Patrick Slattery and I, it just takes, a member of Congress and a senator to object to the electors. And, you know, this whole thing could get thrown into the House of Representatives, where we have at least 26 Republican-dominated states. It'll go to a straight-up vote. Each state gets one vote. That means California, with its many, many, many Democrat congressmen, only gets one vote. As does Kentucky, you know, with its predominantly Republican Congress. So that is the only hope right now, is a straight-up vote in Congress. That's the constitutional way out.
Well, and then let me ask you this. Okay, if that's our only hope, so if we manage to save Trump and put him back in office, you got to look back at the last year that we just had and go, wait a minute, he was president then. What is he going to do now? I mean, so are we speculating that Donald Trump is going to realize that he got duped by Fauci or whoever it is, Gates, all these people? Is he going to realize that all of a sudden, pull his head out of his behind and say, no, the American people come first? I don't think he is. I think this is all a planned situation. This is all part of the depopulation program that they've been talking about for years. Aleister Huxley, this goes back many, many years, hundreds of years. They've always known that they were going to have to depopulate. And they put a plan together. And you can see it as you're coming up. Several numbers fit up with the 33-degree Masons and all this stuff with things that happened, like 9/11. Did you know in 1968, that's when they first implemented the 911 emergency phone number? they didn't get it universal, but they started it then. And 33 years later, that happens to be 2001. What do we have in 2001? 9/11. Okay, so these people planned this stuff well in advance. So Trump, in my opinion, was planned to be the president. He was planned to walk us through this. He walked us through it very nicely, playing the victim in many cases. And you know, he was just looking like, I'm going to get rid of the deep state. Oh, the deep state's too tough for me. I can't get rid of them. I'm doing the best I can, fellas. Stay with me. Stay with me. And then this QAnon guy comes out and just leads us along, and everybody's going with QAnon because everybody believes that, everybody wants to believe that there's some great unit out there that's going to come in, like the Marines or the Navy SEALs or something. They're going to come in and save us. Everybody wants a superhero. The problem that they don't understand is that we are the superheroes we've been looking for. Because we, the masses, the people, this is a government for the people, by the people. The government was only put here to keep our rights intact, to make sure that we stay a free people. That is their primary job. And they failed us miserably. And now we got Joe Biden talking about, well, I'll just take the guns by executive order. Well, you know what, dude? You can't. You need 2/3 of the rest of the nation in a constitutional convention to take away one of our amendments. So this guy is just off his rocker, and so is Donald Trump, to be honest with you, because Donald Trump did not empty the swamp. Every time he got a little bit close to emptying the swamp, he filled it back up again. We're in a pickle here. This is not about this election. It doesn't matter, Biden or Trump. Trump will slow us down and make us feel comfortable while we're getting raped. And then Joe Biden will just rape us straight up. That's the bottom line. We're getting our butts busted by our own government. And guess what? We don't need a government. The government is too far into our lives already. We don't need a government. The government doesn't need to be in our lives like that. It was never intended to be in our lives like it is now. There's no reason for all these different laws that we could possibly break and go to jail for. There's no reason for any of these things. If there's no victim, there's no crime. And that's the bottom line. If I harm nobody and I harm nobody's property, I did not commit a crime. So look at all the crimes that have no victim to it and then tell me if we're in a free country. And guess what? We're like number 13 in the world as the freest countries. Chile is freer than we are. What say you?
I can't disagree with you on that one. Now, I don't know to what extent Trump is part of the plan. I know the system hates him and wants to spit him out. And I agree with you on the role of the government and the role of the people. And I think that's why you're going to have a million people or more rally in Washington on the 6th. Let me put you on hold. We got a commercial coming up. I'll address the rest of your comments on the other side.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back to the show, In Plain Sight. Jeremy talking to Andy. And let me address your points, Andy, and then we have a load of callers that we'll have to get to after that. So it's very difficult for me to defend Trump, and I'm not even going to focus on that, other than saying that the system is trying to regurgitate this man in the worst possible way with this obvious election fraud, which I think we can all agree on that this election was fraud. So I would push back on one comment that you said. It actually is about the election, and it's about whether this election will be able to stand. If it stands with this fraud and they put Biden and Harris in, then we're screwed. There will never be another honest election. They'll just hoax a virus and mail-in ballots and rig it any way that they want. And that's going to be the story of America. So, but if we can push back and overturn this hoax constitutionally and prove that the system works, then we will have established a precedent that they can't do this to us again. And even if Trump has another 4 years of lame presidency where he doesn't really do anything, we will at least have accomplished that, to constitutionally correct this egregious fraud that we've all witnessed. I think that's what it's about. And you mentioned we the people. That is where the power is at. And I hope there's millions that turn out in Washington on the 6th that protest the fraud, whether they're for Trump or against Trump. No matter what you think of Trump, this fraud has to be protested and it has to be overcome. And I think that's where the battle is at right now, Andy. And I feel your frustration and your anger. Let me give you the last word, and then we're going to need to move on. Did we drop Andy? Well, we don't have... Andy, I'm going to give you the last word on that comment, and then I'm going to move on to the next caller. And if you dropped off, then maybe you can call back. Okay, let's go to Pat from North Carolina. Andy, thank you for your call. Sorry we lost you, my friend, but you had a lot of good stuff there. Pat from North Carolina, You're up.
Hey, how's it going? I don't want to be too descriptive, but just in my experience, I've never voted before. I'm about 30. I've served time in the military. I'm in school. I went to a Trump rally once, though. And I went with a few friends in the military. The line was literally, 8 miles long. We skipped it. We got ahead somehow. We went there. We couldn't really hear what the president was saying. But a few of my friends were like, one of my friends was like, oh, this is like a Nazi rally. And I kind of got that impression, too, because I was just listening, couldn't really hear anything. Everyone was just chanting, and then come reflecting on it, looking back now, you couldn't have been any more wrong. I was absolutely, wrong. Because let's think about it. Trump promised to make, America great. He promised to build America walls. He promised, to help the American economy. And now that he's leaving, what has he done? He's built, Israel's walls. He's rejuvenated Israel. He switched, the capital. And he's making sure they get paid, while we get, nothing. We get little slivers. So, I couldn't have been more wrong. And then you look back at Obama. And, he had a little more harsher stance on Israel, I'd say, compared to Trump. But he also, at the same time, created a police state. So looking forward, what I predict is when Biden and Harris take office, that we're going to have more of a police state. And at the same time, we're not going to actually go to war with, Iran. But we're going to start developing production, military, especially like technology. And we're going to create fear, and that's what's going to happen. And then probably we're going to have a Republican president eventually, and then we'll actually go to war, my prediction. What are your thoughts?
Well, you seem to be laying out exactly what we've witnessed for 7 decades, that no matter who's in office, the same agendas are pushed. Trump put a little bit of a wrench in the works. He did a lot of signatory things like moving the embassy to Jerusalem and assassinating Soleimani, and I disagree with all of that. I hated that. But like I said, if this election hoax stands, then our republic is done. And Biden and Harris, I think they've already openly said that they're going to go to the Davos summit in January and just basically surrender America's sovereignty to the United Nations, and we'll just hurl right into the New World Order with every election from here on out, just being hoaxed. I think there's a point of no return. Yeah, go ahead.
No. I kind of agree, but like the one thing I would disagree with is that I don't think this election was any different. I think they were all like that, at least since I've been alive.
Well, you got to admit that this one, they pulled the curtain back and we saw the. I think the last several elections have been hoaxed too. I think our gubernatorial election in Kentucky was hoaxed because Kentucky went for Trump from one of the first states in 16 and in 20. And we had a Republican governor who had his faults, but he at least did a lot of the things that the Republican, in Kentucky wanted. And then here we got Beshear, who just in time for the corona hoax lockdowns for Beshear to implement. So, yeah, I agree with you that I think the past elections have been hoaxed, but they really overplayed their hand on this one, and it's been obvious. And there's 80 million plus people that are highly upset over this. And let's hope that brings about some change. Let me give you the last word, and then we'll move on to the break.
No, I agree completely. Thank you for having my call, and I wish everyone the best. And, I just hope this plays out in everyone's favor. Just buy land, spend time with your family, and work out. And that's all I can say. Thank you.
Thank you, Pat. Thank you, Pat. We'll be back on the other side with a parting comment from Andy and then more calls.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease Off?
Go to easeoff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new Easy 4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
We're back in plain sight, and we have many callers stacking up. Andy, you got dropped earlier, and I want to give you a chance to give your parting comments on my response. Andy, go ahead.
Oh, okay. So, no, I wanted to agree with your response. What we're going through right now is either we have validated elections or we don't have validated elections. And so what we're doing right now, what's happening right now, is we're either going to find out whether or not everybody wants fair and unbiased elections. And, that's what we're looking for right now. So that's what we're trying to find. And the problem is that we haven't had fair elections forever in a day. We've gotten people selected, not elected. And that's my problem with our entire situation, is that most people think their vote had counted all these years, and it hasn't. We get the people we got, and we got Trump. We got Trump because they wanted us to have Trump, and he walked us through this. And I'll let you go with that. We got Trump, and he walked us through this. Everybody needs to remember that. He walked us through this. He got us all sympathized with him using this Q guy and all this other stuff. He walked us through this, and this is where we're at. And then, how does Biden get elected to the presidency when he spent every day in his basement, and he got 100 people to every, maybe 100, to come to his rallies and stuff, and Trump has hundreds of thousands of people and many thousands waiting outside that couldn't get in? I mean, how do we justify this? So, yes, what you're saying is this is about the elections, And it's about the validity of the elections. It's totally about the validity. I'll let you go there. Have a good one.
Thank you, Andy. And let's run off of the assumption that you're making, and it's actually sounding more sound as the moments go, the assumption that Trump was part of the plan, and this is all the plan. Well, they've overplayed their hand, and they've got hundreds of millions of Americans, at least 100 million, maybe more, upset. And I don't think that that's what they wanted. That they feel like they can do that. They feel like they have the power to do that now. But it could backfire on them. So even if Trump was part of this, there are many, many Americans, tens of millions, that are pissed. They're mad as hell. And this could turn out in our favor despite Trump. That's where I'm going with it. Appreciate the call, Andy. And let's move on now. I believe we have our good friend and contributor to RBN, William from Montana. William, welcome to the show.
Good evening, Jeremy. Yeah, it snowed here today. We haven't had a lot of snow, and I spent most of the day looking out the window. I have a couple bird feeders and a suet basket, and I was amazed at how many different birds, when there's snow on the ground like this, you know, they really seek out, food sources, you know, like bird feeders and suet baskets. So I was looking at all of that, and I was saying, you know, I really wanted to sort of take stock of what happened this year. And that almost made me fall out of the chair, because just even going back and trying to see everything that has happened and all the things that have been left unresolved, I'm just really thinking a lot about what are we really trying to preserve. And I do agree that it really comes down to we the people. You know, that really is, you know, if we're waiting for a court, or we're waiting for a Congress, or we're waiting for a party, or we're waiting for some type of judicial review or Hail Mary, we have to understand that it's we the people that have to do what we have to do. And, you know, a republic stands not based upon a man or a party or even an election. A republic stands when ideas are free to contend. And no matter what happens on the 6th, you know, I'm going to be here on the 7th. And I'm going to see that my task then is pretty much what my task right now is, and that is to be very honest in looking at everything. And when I go back and try to take a review of the year, I have to see that when did this trouble all begin? Did it begin during the election, or did it begin during the run-up to the election? Did it begin 4 years ago, or did it begin back in 2014? You can choose all of these different dates to try to say, where did we go wrong? And, you know, what I see is that we all have our work cut out for us. And if you think that, you know, by throwing a Hail Mary and, you know, you're going to win or lose, I don't think you have a good understanding of what a republic, you know, can be. And I was reading last night the works, basically, some of the founding fathers and the Patrick Henry, you know, back when this Constitution, back in 1765, you know, or 17, well, before that, what he was very much against was he was very suspicious of the Constitution. And the reason he was suspicious of the Constitution was that he said, you know, why did we fight the American Revolution? We fought the American Revolution to free ourselves up from the coercive power of a government, in this case the British government, to basically tax us, and to tax us to death if they so choose as they enter into their own wars of international wars or trade fights and things like that. And he said he was appalled that so soon, when we were, you know, we had Articles of Confederation, that basically, you know, was pretty good. And one of the things that it did retain was the power of the states. And he said, when you start thinking about having a federal government and the powers to tax and the powers to legislate, and more importantly, the powers to draw people away from the states to a capital where the people in the states can't get their hands around their throats. You know, they can't even know what they're doing in their name until back then, you know, could be months or weeks. And he said this really is a danger, and that this is a danger to have this Constitution. He spoke out very much against the Constitution because he said, we really have to retain the power in we the people, and he felt that that meant, you know, in the states, you know, where you could actually know the people, you could actually go to the Capitol, but he really put the emphasis on that we have to be vigilant to make sure that this power doesn't consolidate and it doesn't go against the people and their prosperity and their liberty. And he said that has to be maintained on a day-to-day basis forever. And when you actually look at what has happened in this country and to place blame saying it's here or it's there, I think what's important to know is that we have let a lot of this slip away over what? The last 10 years, the last 50 years, the last 100 years. But if anyone's going to make it right, it's going to be people taking responsibility to say it's not going to be a court, it's not going to be a Congress, and it's not going to be some investigative institution that's going to unravel this. We're going to have to unravel it ourselves, and we're going to have to start and be ready to do this independent of what happens on the 6th, because, like I say, the power of a republic to sustain itself is based on ideas being able to contend, different ideas, different perspectives, and we should respect different perspectives because we come from different regions in this country, and different regions have different perspectives on what is important, and I think we all benefit when we listen to a variety of opinions. So I just want to wish everyone a Happy New Year, and I believe that it's going to be very interesting, very different from what many people think it's going to be. And I think there is enormous potential, no matter what happens, enormous potential for us to take this country back. And I thank you for all the work that you've done to help doing that. So thanks a lot, Jeremy. Thanks, everybody out there. Bye-bye.
Thank you, William, and Happy New Year. And that brings to mind a quote that I heard in the movie The Patriot, but it's attributed to Mather Biles, which is better, to be ruled by one tyrant 3,000 miles away or by many tyrants 1 mile away? And that was his critique on the American Revolution. Thanks, William. And we do have full phone lines. Get with me and we'll do another show soon, my friend.
Bye-bye.
And next we have Dave from New York. Dave, welcome to the show.
Yes. Hello, good evening. I enjoyed Andy's talk. I don't think I can beat him. But they wanted Trump and he walked us through it. But at the same time, there's the role of God here, whether you're Patrick believing in God or not. And I think people are given things, and the people who are trying to run the earth will probably be able to manipulate the situation. And right now they have artificial intelligence and everything. So I would say, when you say that, we have millions of Americans upset about this election, and they're probably going to get burned by what we've seen and what really Trump has done, may well get burned in the end. And that may all be done by design. I mean, I would expect it's by design. If let's imagine it. If they go to Davos and give it over to the UN, what are we going to have here? We're going to have all these patriots. We're going to have civil war in some way, right, against opposition here and UN forces, et cetera. It'll be crazy. Now, the other way this could end, and it could end for Trump keeping in, if he declares war, if we get into war with Iran, anybody, he stays in for a certain period of time, the war is over. Isn't that correct? I'm not the expert in poli-sci here.
Well, the scenario you're painting there is very viable, actually. Either we lose the Republic fast and we're forced to fight for it, literally, with weapons, with our constitutional Second Amendment right, weapons, or Trump gets us into another war, which he didn't yet, but who knows what's going to happen, and we fall that way. I think the scenario you're painting is the American Republic is going to fall. It's just, how do we fall? Is that what I'm getting from you?
Well, yeah, there's so many forces. I wasn't necessarily saying that, but that appears what's going to happen. Even John Moore predicted when he heard that there was going to be civil war coming out, he heard, some top-level people telling this, separate people, 2 years ago maybe, that they're going to start civil war after the elections in the fall of 2020. He said, okay, if that's going to happen, it's going to be preceded by engineered riots with multi-million dollars worth of damage. What do we see? That's what we saw. It's pretty interesting. It's pretty telling. I would like to ask you about Ukraine. Ukraine came out with a video a couple days ago, an hour and 10 minutes. The parliament guys had a press conference, and they want their billions of dollars back from Biden. What kind of effect is this going to have? Is anybody going to care, or is this a big deep six for Biden?
Well, Ukraine is totally controlled by the U.S., and we already set up a puppet government there. So I don't know that what they say or think is even relevant. They'll just, the U.S. would just steamroll over them should Biden be in. But that's my take on it. I'm not as educated as maybe others.
Couldn't Trump use that? Or are they going to use something and come out with their big announcement like Giuliani said on the 25th? And Trump said there's going to be a celebration, so there must be an announcement this weekend, a big like tell-all announcement. WikiLeaks just downloaded a whole bunch of stuff. Maria Bartiromo said that, but you got me.
We'll wait and see. We'll wait and see. I appreciate your comments, Dave. I hate to do this. We got to move on. The phone lines are stacked. I didn't know we'd have this many callers. And we're going to move on. I appreciate it, Dave. And you have a great night. And also from New York, we have a Ken from New York and two more calls after you, Ken. So what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, Jeremy. First, a toast to you. I have my second glass of Burgundy here.
Here, here.
And here. You know, I really don't know how this is going to turn out because of the things that get done. But I do know one thing. What happens when you help communists get in power? I think you know the answer to that. They screw their own. And what do you think is going to happen to Trump's family? I think his entire family, is gonna, they're going to break them into little pieces, if not worse. He comes back to New York, and Cuomo's going to be here for another, what, 2 years, year and a half? And they already want to sue him. It doesn't matter how much money he has. They're going to break him down.
He's got a lot. I would anticipate.
I don't know if he understands this or not.
If Trump doesn't get the next 4 years, I would anticipate he and his family just leaving the country. That's what I would do.
With capital controls, how would he get his money out of here? And you know what happens? Sometimes planes have a habit of falling out of the sky.
Yeah, but I mean, regardless of how that turns out, I'll default back to our constitutional route out of this, and that's to overturn this hoax election, regardless of what Trump is or what he's going to do.
I would say that it's too much riding on it. It has to happen. If it doesn't, it's going to be really dark. It's going to be darker for them than it's going to be darker for us. But and as far as the Civil War goes, it's not going to be like the Civil War with American, brother fighting brother. I think it's going to be more like the French and Indian War. It'll be guerrilla against the government.
Yeah, I've thought this out. I don't know. I picture it being with a Biden and Harris as they come to individual houses to collect guns or to enforce COVID mandates and take children from homes. It's going to be up to the individual families that have weapons to defend themselves against an unconstitutional action. And will they have the guts to do that? It's a hell of a thing to shoot a man. I don't think most people have the guts to do that. Those are dark areas we're talking about.
One last thing. I mean, look how quick Netanyahu threw him under the bus. You know, all of his buddies. The other guy with the tailpipe problems up there in Crown Heights. None of these guys have been saying any. I haven't heard nothing from them lately. They're all quiet.
Let's hope Trump learns a lesson from that. That our greatest ally and his best friend, Bibi, was so quick to throw him under the bus. I don't know that he'll learn from that or not, but we'll see. That very interesting next week is going to be. So I appreciate it, Ken. We're going to move
New
on.
Year.
Happy New Year, my friend. Dan from Washington, and then we got one more call after you. Dan, welcome to the show.
Hey. I'll keep it quick. I just wanted to lighten the mood a little bit. I wish everybody good luck on the 6th, and hopefully, a million people show up and expose what happened during the election. But I was trying to think of a Biden presidency and trying to envision what it would look like. And I thought of the movie A Weekend at Bernie's. Remember that movie where they were carrying the dead guy around? And I just came up with The Weekend at Biden's.
They're going to get rid of him. I think they're going to get rid of him real quick between his health problems and Hunter Biden. We'll have a Kabbalah Haaretz presidency by February is my prediction. So, I remember that movie. That was funny.
a weekend at Biden's. That's all I had, man. Have a good night.
Thanks, Dan. Happy New Year. Last call of the night. You got a few minutes, and they're yours, James, from Vancouver, Canada.
Yeah, good evening. I'm still drinking coffee. What this society, both down there and up here, has turned into is a lot like the communist society I went to live 37 years ago, where you got neighbor watching neighbor to see if they got their mask on, and you got all of these arbitrary laws that change every week, let's say, you got to wear your mask or you don't got to wear your mask, this kind of thing. So this is exactly what, and then, of course, the economy has crashed. People who have lost their jobs, they're probably hungry. Then, like, 80 million people have voted for a president, and he was fairly elected, but he didn't get elected because that went sour. So they've lost their jobs, they've lost their money, they've lost their economy, and they've lost their voting, their constitutional rights. And so, yeah, your point is well taken. They're angry. And
what are they going to do about it? That seems to be the question of the night. What are they going to do about it? And if this election fraud stands, and we get a Biden Harris, will we have secession? Secession is a good thing. There are many states, Mississippi included, saying that they will not go along with a national lockdown. Well, what do you think, James?
Well, I think that's, if I were Mississippi and Tennessee, I'd be doing the same thing. And South Dakota. South Dakota, there's no lockdown as far as I know there. And, America suffered in the 20th century. One gentleman said, how did we lose it all or we lost it all? Well, we lost it all because we were forced to fight in foreign wars we had no business fighting. My grandfather from Nebraska was an isolationist, and he had no use for any of that European stuff. And I think I mentioned that to you or on somebody's show, you see. And America was forced to fight. And that weakened America. It didn't feel like it at the time, but over decades, you see. 1947, the National Security Act. Then the 50s mm-hmm. came in, and people had to fight in Korea for what? And then Kennedy came, and Kennedy was a ray of hope. And then November 22nd, 1963, you see, it all goes back to some point, right? And that's why we're weary today, because we took the hits from years ago, you see.
Appreciate the call, James. We're at the end of the show. I appreciate all of the callers. You guys are the best callers ever. You're way better than Rivero's callers. Sorry, Mike. Because you guys kept it down to a minimum, and we got everybody on. Happy New Year, and we'll see you next week, Monday night, on In Plain Sight.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.